This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitec Daily News Brief for Thursday, November 12th, 2020. Today you'll hear about the Secretary of State and what he thinks about the election. A postal worker says he was pressured into signing a recantation. Arizona AG says the final votes in that state look good for Biden. The Chicago mayor is acting like she loves science, but what does Nacho Libre have to say about that? Jeffrey Toobin got canned, and a UK military commander warns about the possibility of World War III. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitic.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows, news@crosspolitic.com, and a big thank you to all of you who contribute regularly. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Trump's going to be reelected.
Is the State Department currently preparing to engage with the Biden transition team? And if not, at what point does a delay hamper a smooth transition or pose a risk to national security?
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute after noon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
Well, there you have it, folks. A second term coming right up or something. Maybe he's totally just dogging them. Anyways, Richard Hopkins, Pennsylvania postal worker, tells James O'Keefe he does not recant his sworn affidavits, claiming that he was told to backdate ballots in a Pennsylvania post office. Listen.
They were grilling the hell out of me.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm kind of pissed. I feel like I just got played.
And I heard him say to the supervisor that they messed up yesterday. I was like, oh, what did they mess up on? And he told the supervisor that they had postmarked one of the ballots for the fourth instead of the third, because they were supposed to put them for the third.
This storm is getting crazy, right? And it's out of a lot of people's control. And so the reason they called me in is to try to harness that storm, try to reel it back in before it gets really crazy.
Okay? I understand.
Because we have senators involved, we have the Department of Justice involved, we have
Trump's lawyers' teams gotten a hold of me.
I am trying to twist you a little bit, because in that, believe it or not, your mind will kick in.
Okay.
We like to control our mind, and when we do that, we can convince ourselves of a memory. But when you're under a little bit of stress, which is what I'm doing to you purposely, your mind can be a little bit clearer. And we're going to do a different exercise, too, to make your mind a little bit clearer.
Okay? Good to go.
So, but this is all on purpose.
Roger.
I'm not scaring you, but I am scaring you here.
It seems like they were trying to make me distrust y'all. And at the same time, it kind of affected, but at the same time, I was like, nah, these guys have had my back since the get-go. So that's why I continued.
Do you think these federal agents have your back?
At this point, no.
Do you think these federal agents are really interested in investigating fraud?
Honestly, I don't think they are.
And in fact, you heard Weisenberg tell a supervisor they were backdating the ballots to make it appear they've been collected on November 3rd. You still stand by that?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have to keep watching that, see what happens, see what's going on there. There's also some mischief in Michigan and Wisconsin. So here's PA. And Arizona's Republican Attorney General Mark Brnovich, though, says he thinks Arizona will be decided for Biden shortly.
If you looked at the numbers, and a lot of people that are really good at politics and polling here had said that it was possible for the president to come back. And as the numbers started returning, the president started making some gains. But the reality is right now there's, you know, less than 50,000 votes to count, and the president would have to get about 65% of them to win Arizona. So it does appear that Joe Biden will win Arizona. That being said, our office had received more than 1,000 complaints shortly after the election dealing with bleed-throughs and people using Sharpies. We looked into into that, we were able to determine that did not affect anyone's vote. They also did a random audit of 2% of the precincts, and it came back 100% that there wasn't any statistical anomalies or errors. As to the lawsuit that was filed, we are literally talking about less than 200 votes that are in question and doubt. So the reality is, even if it was possible that those votes flipped, those 200 votes, I do not think it will make a difference in Arizona just because of the numbers.
Folks, do you wish you had a one-stop news source that covered all current events from a distinctively biblical worldview? Do you wish you could listen and watch the news at any time, day or night, with a source that was committed to telling you the truth about what's going on in the world and have a no-holds-barred biblical analysis to accompany it? You tired of woke scolds and latte theologians nuancing everything to death? You wish Christian media was a little bit more rowdy? That's what Cross Politic is all about, and we need your help to continue growing the Fight Laugh Feast network. The best way you can help us is by becoming a Fight Laugh Feast club member today. Many of you already have, and it has allowed us to grow so much already, but if you're tired of legacy media cramming their pagan worldviews down your throat and social media censoring views they don't approve of, support Cross Politic as we build a Christian media platform and network committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ over every area of life. Also, we like to laugh and drink beer. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member today. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Thank you very much for all your support. Speaking of cringe, I don't know where I got that from. Just speaking of it, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, remember she was the one who got her haircut when haircuts were illegal? Well, actually not today. She released a new video Tuesday encouraging everyone to believe in science.
Thank God. Science is back, baby. And the earth is round, not flat.
Washing your hands does work. Social distancing does matter. And wearing a face covering does help protect all of us. I do love science.
That's just hilarious. And it's even worse to watch. If you pull it up, click on the link, it's in the show notes. It's ridiculous. As one of my friends noted, this is why Steven Esqueleto was also always feeling judged by Nacho Libre.
I'm a little concerned right now about your salvation and stuff. How come you have not been baptized?
Because I never got around to it, okay? I don't know why you always have to be judging me. Because I only believe in science.
But tonight, we are going up against Satan's caveman. And I just thought it would be a good idea if you...
Love it. Praise the Lord, he says there at the end. He's very concerned that his friend is not baptized. And he believes in science. But seriously, faith in science... Belief in science is the destroyer of all true science. This is what all idolatry does. It destroys the thing you're worshiping, as well as the one who performs the idolatry. It disfigures you when you worship idols. You become deaf, dumb, and blind and maimed because you worship a deaf, dumb, blind, maimed idol. The only way to get true science is by worshiping the living God alone, who sees and hears and whose arm is not too short to save. But if you worship science, you'll end up making up stupid claims about face coverings when all the actual science actually questions that claim. One day, before too long, people will look back on the mask mandates like we look back on medieval bloodletting today as some kind of backward superstition. The Georgia Secretary of State announced they will be doing a full recount by hand.
The next step in the current election process is getting the final county certifications in. We'll then move to the Risk Limiting Audit, or RLA. At 1 p.m. today, I will make the official designation of which race will be the subject of the RLA. At that time, I will designate that the RLA will be the presidential race. With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a re-canvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification. Many of these workers will be working plenty of overtime. We have all worked hard to bring fair and accurate counts to assure that the will of the voters is reflected in the final count and that every voter will have confidence in the outcome wherever, whether their candidate won or lost.
Keep an eye on Georgia. See what happens there. New Yorker fires Jeffrey Toobin. Jeffrey Toobin tweeted on Wednesday, "I was fired today by New Yorker after 27 years as a staff writer." Toobin tweeted Wednesday evening, "I will always love the magazine, will miss my colleagues, and will look forward to reading their work." In a memo addressed to all staffers, Condé Nast's chief people officer, that's funny, Stan Duncan, wrote, "I am writing to share with you that our investigation regarding Jeffrey Toobin is complete, and as a result, he is no longer affiliated with our company." In mid-October, the magazine suspended Toobin and announced an internal investigation after he was caught masturbating during a particularly exciting election simulation held over Zoom with top staffers. CNN also placed Toobin, a longtime on-air contributor, on leave. Top UK military commander fears COVID-19 lockdowns could spark World War III. The coronavirus pandemic is creating a real risk of a third world war, the UK's most senior military commander warned on Sunday. General Sir Nick Carter told Sky News that the economic devastation already sparked by the pandemic, I suppose he means the lockdowns as well, has sparked regional conflicts that too closely mirrored ones that led to the previous two world wars. "I think we are living at a moment in time where the world is very uncertain and anxious place," he told the UK broadcaster. "I think the real risk we have with quite a lot of regional conflicts that are going on at the moment is you could see escalation lead to miscalculation." That's an interesting phrase. Escalation lead to miscalculation. "And that is a thing I think we have to guard against," he warned. Without specifying the regional conflicts he was most concerned about, he told Sky that if left unchecked, they could easily lead to an escalation. Again, an escalation leading to miscalculations. "That means more people perhaps get involved, more weaponry gets involved, and before you can contain it, it leads the sides ending up in a full-blown war," he warned. "We have to remember that history might not repeat itself, but it has a rhythm," he said. "If you look back at the last century before both world wars, I think it was unarguable that there was escalation that led to the miscalculation, which ultimately led to war at a scale we would hopefully never see again," he told Sky. Asked whether he was saying the threat of another world war was real, Carter said, "I am saying it's a risk, and I think we need to be conscious of those risks." Carter gave his stark warning on Remembrance Sunday in the UK, saying that recalling the huge sacrifices made was more important than ever. "If you forget about the horror of war, then the great risk, I think, is that people might think going to war is a reasonable thing to do," he said. "History doesn't always repeat itself, but it does have a rhythm. Or as someone else said somewhere, it rhymes. Which is why we need to be people of the Word of God and people of history. God is the great storyteller, and there are motifs, repeating themes, characters, and type scenes that bear careful attention so that we might live wisely in our day." This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, visit rowdychristian.com for shirts, hats, hoodies, post milk coffee, beanies, etc. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine, 4 issues a year for $40? The Fight Laugh Feast magazine. Go to flfnetwork.com, click on product and subscribe yourself, your pastor, your friends, I don't know, your fiance. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member and get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to all the talks at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, as well as God and Government, Eschatology with Gary DeMar, Pastors and Politics with Pastor Doug Wilson, as well as Great Parenting Basics Session with Pastor Wilson and his wife, as well as our very own Worldview Shotgun series. Go to FightLaughFeast.com and become a member today. Thanks. Have a great day.